In most humble wise my duty remembered unto you, my right honourable and singular good lord, may that it please the same to be advertised that on the 6th day of January last past, being the feast of the Epiphany of our Lord, one John Combe, of the parish of Lincolnhorn, came unto my house of Efford, of his own free will, saying that he had matters to disclose, and there in the presence of Thomas Arundel of Lee, John Beauchamp, John Roscarock, Robert Beckett, and Roger Prydiax, esquires, declared and uttered that on Christmas Eve last past, Samson Jackman and John Cowlin of Stoke Parish came to the house of the said John Combe, and the said Jackman demanded of the same Combe when he came from church, and he answered an hour ago. And the said Combe says that he had heard and seen that day that thing he saw not in 4 year before. For I have heard, thanks be God, heard mass, and received holy bread and holy water. Jackman said, I would all priests were hanged, and come, said, God forbid, for the Queen's grace. Jackman said, I would all priests were hanged, and Combe said, God forbid, for the Queen's grace hath granted it. Then said Cowlin, the Queen of Vengeance. Take New Year's Amen, said Jackman. Cowlin said, I may say it well, for before New Year's Day, outlandish men will come upon our heads, for there be some at Plymouth already. And Jackman said that before 12 months you shall see all houses of religion up again with the Pope's laws. Cowan said, we ought not have a woman to bear the sword. Jackman said, if a woman bear the sword, my Lady Elizabeth ought to bear it first, which matter as I have delivered here written unto your lordship. I declared unto Richard Chamon, John Trelawney, Thomas Creffrey, Robert Hill, William Carnsew, and Henry Chiverton, justices of peace at the sessions holding at Bodmin, the 10th of the said month of January, who notwithstanding at the said sessions bailed the said Jackman and Cowlin, whereof I have thought that it my duty to signify unto your lordships, being one of the Queen's Highness most honourable counsel, the whole circumstances of the, and thus to the tuition of the Lord, I commend your good lordship, wishing the same long life, with increase of honour from Cornwall, the 13th of January.